Is it safe to enter? Or should I wait it out another hour? Well, the silence is reassuring. It's like, never understood people taking silence as agreement. It's like, you're wrong, but I don't want to argue. Well, because I'm a moron, I'm gonna come in anyway. Because I don't like fighting. And I especially don't like this weird funk that follows. Bonjour. You okay? Do you want something to eat? Are you warm enough? Have I told you about my secret furry addiction? Well, you're ignoring me. Please don't. Listen, if you want space, that's fine. Just tell me. I just can't stand this stupid nothingness. It's suffocating. Do you want me to leave you alone? Hello? Hello? Earth the Grump? Hello? Look at me, please. Excuse me. I will leave you alone if you want me to leave you alone, but first you gotta tell me to leave you alone. Hello? I don't speak Salk. Please help. No. I'm only fluent and annoying and aggravating. Oh, it's not my fault. Our parents never encouraged us to pursue language. Well, at least the first two are getting used. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I just wanted to be honest. But I know that sometimes it doesn't always feel great. I'm sorry. I really am. And I'm sorry if I'm rushing you to make up. I don't want to fight with you. You're the person I want to calm with, not this. And I was trying to avoid this. Being honest. But I'm not always the best at saying things like a person. Sometimes I just bottle and bottle until finally it all gushes out like sea spray. And that's my fault, not yours. I know I need to work on it. I didn't do any of this to hurt you. The exact opposite, actually. I appreciate the head nod. Head nods are reassuring. Okay. Refreshments. Beverages. Beverages are good for healing. Who wants a hot cup of Please Can We Be Cool? Oh, a hand raise. We're heading in the right direction, folks. Which at this precise moment is to the kitchen. So, is it a relief or a disappointment that I lied about the furry stuff? Oh, you can at least give me a smile. That was worth a smirk. At least. A little smirky smirk. Just a tiny little baby twitch of a lip movement. No? Dang. Thought I had you. Well, I guess I just gotta bet it all in leaf juice. Hope it brews us some harmony. Here we go. You're welcome. Thank you. For saying thank you even when you're mad. I know that doesn't mean we're talking. Just wanted to show appreciation for the decency. I wish my feet weren't so gross. Feet in general are gross, but these bad boys are pretty special. If I told you about the hobbit hair? The little patchy sprouts that spring up on my big toe. I can't believe I haven't told you. Well, now's as good a time as any. I have hairy toes. Yes, indeed. I have hairy, fat hobbit feet. Yes, well, that is because I'm an insecure little goober and I shave them. Cause I'm all for feeling yourself and body hair and blah, but personally, I like them furry-free. Plus, I don't want you to feel threatened. If it grows on my toes, chances are I could grow a way better beard than you. Well, pussyfooting wasn't working. Thought I'd give Old Faithful a try. Hi to you too. You okay, mister? You sure? May I offer you a hug in these times of post-tension? Oh. Yeah. Thank you. It's okay. It was silly. It was all so silly. We're tired, and I need to be better about not letting things build up. Well, looks like we've got homework, huh? Love you. We just stay here for an excessive amount of time, please. Yes, please. You will never see my hobbit feet. Nope. Not in their full glory. Okay. But only on special occasions. Deal? Deal. Now squeeze me so I know I'm loved. Oh.